Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships, what makes them work, how to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome. Hello, I'm here again today with Darla Beam, who is a certified coactive and professional coach. Darla has successfully helped hundreds achieve the next level of their life journey. What began in 2010 with her consciously leaving her long career in corporate America to manifest her passion to help others quickly grew into her coaching business, Darla Beam Coaching. Today, she's blessed to help people all over the world through her workshops, her mastermind speaking engagements, and of course, one-to-one coaching. She takes people on deep spiritual journeys to reconnect with their soul, align with their inherent nature, and create their life inside and out into the world from that place. And I can say I have experienced working with her, and it's been magnificent. So calming, so deepening, so insightful and clarifying. I've always known what to do and how to be by the end of an hour with Darla. So relaxing. And today we're focusing quite differently on toxic relationship, on coupling, and how they may facilitate our growth, allow us to flourish in the big arc of our lives, and to invite us to bliss consciousness. Welcome, Darla. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you so much for the introduction and acknowledgement. I feel grateful and honored to be here and honored to work with you.
So first, let's look at the context of the big art relationships and the ending of them. How does this align to your work with that bigger arc?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Everything is about relationships. We start with the relationship with ourselves, with our parents when we're babies, with our siblings as we grow, our families, and then our friends. And then we move on to our romantic partners. And even, you know, being in business is a relationship. What better system than relationships to grow our conscious self, our consciousness?
Beautiful. But first, can we back up a little bit and maybe look at this in the context of the broader arc of our lives, what we're here to do, what our purpose is, you know, and who we are to be, who we are here to be. And can you explain a little bit more about that and how it all fits together?
Yeah, So really what I want you to do is to kind of picture this big line that's kind of drawn in a half circle. And this arc of life could be, if you believe in one life, it's from birth to death. If you believe in many lives, this arc could span many lives. And this arc is really why we are here as and spiritual being having an experience in form. That's really the biggest arc. Mm-hmm. Our work, our purpose, our reason as we evolve. So within that bigger arc are these smaller arcs in our lives. Things that happen to us, whether they're something as small as a conversation, to a relationship, to a marriage, to a job, to death, right?
I get it.
That's each of these smaller arcs creates the biggest arc of our life and our lives. And if you believe in multiple lives, the smaller arcs and that biggest arc of multiple lives are each of our individual lives, right? So let's talk a little bit about consciousness. There are 40 bytes of information in the consciousness, in our conscious selves, versus our subconscious, which is about 40 billion bytes or 40 billion bits of information at a time. I recently read this data. So most of our lives, our experiences, our thoughts come from a place that's unknown to us. Most of our memories are stored in our subconscious. So that means we're driven, not driving our metaphorical vehicle of life, because our motivations and resulting reactions come from a place that's hidden from us, right? So we're not consciously choosing how and where to drive our car. That's coming from our subconscious. I just want to pause. Is that landing? Is that making sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But we think we're conscious and we make things that are decisions from apparently conscious places, but the drives underlying that are profound and they can be flowing for our development or they can be obstructing our development.
Yes, exactly. Now let's talk about our spiritual consciousness. This bringing of the subconscious to the conscious mind, sort of like opportunity to alchemize. It's like teeing it up, right? Mm-hmm. Bring the subconscious to the conscious mind. And when we do this in an intentional way, it creates healing, insight, and alignment to that bigger arc of your life or your lives and your own spiritual journey that you're on. And that's what we're really talking about here and that we've talked about before. And so how relationships fit into this is they allow us to do this flushing out of the subconscious and make buoyant what needs to come to the surface to free us from our false beliefs that the ego would have us living from and creating from.
Got you.
The ego will always err on the side of caution and safety, which is fine. We're not making the ego wrong here. But the ego bases its assumptions on past frightening experiences. And it makes fear-based decisions to keep us safe.
Yeah, that absolutely fits with all of the work that I do. It's like bringing that out, really bringing that out. And if I'm to understand you, the toxic relationships can really bring this to the fore in a huge way because it just shakes everything up. So can you describe what is a toxic relationship so that we can really get that clear first?
Yes, I would love to talk about this. It seems like an obvious question, right? Am I in a toxic relationship? It should feel very clear, right? But believe me, if you're in one, it may be the furthest question from your mind. And what I want to say is any relationship where you are not acting as a sovereign self, you could be in a toxic relationship or even an unhealthy one.
Yeah, yeah. Can you explain what you mean about sovereign self?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to ask a couple questions. And just for our listeners, I just want you to ask this question of yourselves and hear the answer. Like get really still. Because our thinking mind can often make justifications. And so we really have to connect to a deeper place to really understand and hear from our sovereign self. And if we're operating from that place. So do you feel like you walk on eggshells sometimes? Do you feel like maybe you just can't get it right in your relationship? Do you excuse and justify disrespectful behavior in others, whether that's a friendship or a significant other relationship? Do you do this for others rather than hold yourself worthy of respect and setting appropriate boundaries around what you will and will not accept and how you are treated? Do you use your own values against yourself? So, for example, what does that mean? One of my values is kindness. So am I being kinder to the other person than I'm being to myself? It's a tricky, right? It's these are tricky and deep questions.
They absolutely are. They absolutely are. And as you're speaking, I'm thinking, oh yeah, sometimes I am much kinder to other people than me. You know, one of my roles is sort of self-sacrifice. That's one of my adaptive self places. And I can easily do that. I have to really watch it. So I've learned how to treat myself from the sense that I made from the care that I was given and not given as a child. The emotional neglect I received then, I naturally repeat with myself, unless I do the growth work as I go. So the extension of that remaining unconscious is that, and I also treat my partner and others with the same neglect. And that is never very helpful.
Yeah. In that, if your personal dimmer switch of your light and the work that you're here to do in the world is not at 100%, it's time to look a little bit deeper at your relationship and to be watching mindfully. And I want to be super clear. This doesn't mean it's the fault of the other person. On the contrary, this is actually a beautiful invitation to celebrate, to look a little bit deeper, do the work on yourself and your arc, because this is a smaller arc of the bigger arc of your life. It makes up that bigger arc of your life or your life.
Yeah. And the levels of consciousness, I mean, just being aware of your own love languages, you know, that just to reiterate those, we like to receive love in our primary love language and also to give love that way. Some people like quality time spent together or words of affirmation, gifts, physical touch, acts of service. If our partner has a different love language, they may not notice our gestures of love, nor will we receive or even notice theirs. But neither of you will feel love, nor feel that their love is being received, that your love is being received and valued. So if you need quality time and your partner wants to give you gifts, you may not feel love and they won't feel appreciated in their love. So this can be a major source of understanding, discomfort and unhappiness in relationships. So sometimes what feels like a toxic relationship can be a product of these misunderstandings and of that basic unconsciousness in the present. So let's just dig a little deeper, if you would, Darla. How do you know when you're in a truly toxic relationship?
Yeah, this is the question. This is the mother of all questions. And again, I want to invite you to ask yourself some serious questions. Get in the present moment, ask these questions, and be really honest with yourself. Hear what's coming through. Just listen. It doesn't mean you need to do anything about it right now, because the realization is big enough. Just sit with it. Meaning, if I ask myself one of these questions and I'm sitting in stillness, I might say, yeah, this does look like a toxic relationship. It doesn't need to jump ahead. Oh my gosh, this is toxic. This is a terrible thing. I need to remove myself. I need to shut down and go away. Just means sit in curiosity. Watch yourself. That's it for right now. That's it.
It's brilliant. So I just want to say there's some more information on my other podcasts and power and control relationships. But for what we're addressing here, let's look at this still in terms of your life arc.
Yeah. So here are the questions that I really want to put out there. And if you're questioning whether this is a toxic relationship, this is a really great place to start. There are many resources out there. And these questions are designed to spark your curiosity. So take a deep breath and ask yourself, am I feeling fully alive in this relationship? Is there space for me? Am I welcomed when I am fully myself? Where might I be dimming my own light? Am I less of myself now than I was before this relationship? Am I afraid, or where am I afraid to answer these questions? What am I really afraid of here?
Yeah, brilliant. I was finding myself thinking, well, how do you know when to leave one? Because I was thinking, you know, we go back to, is there space for me and my needs? Am I taking the space for my needs? Or is the other person preventing me from doing that, forbidding that in some way, or neglecting that in some way, in a way that won't change? You know, those sorts of things. I'm just finding myself on the hoof thinking about this.
Yes. Yes. And what I want to ask is, if I wasn't afraid, what would I do? And if this question feels scary, then another question is It's like if anything was possible, if I was connected to the divine source of abundance and unlimited possibilities, what's possible for me? Not the how. Relationships are the same way. If I wasn't afraid, what would I do? If I had access to unlimited possibility, where would I be? What would that look like?
That is beautiful. That really opens out the relational field. It opens out all of the realm of possibility. Feels very spacious as you talk about that. Yeah. Yeah. Lovely. So let's sort of come back a little bit to the nuts and bolts. What is your experience with uncoupling? What happened for you?
Yeah. Well, in the context of toxic relationships, which is what we're talking about today, I've had two toxic relationships at various times in my life. Both of them were likely, both of the ones that I'm discussing today are likely run by a disorder on my partner's part, NPD or narcissistic personality disorder.
Wow.
And this work allowed me to go to a deeper place within myself. This is my perspective from the big arc, right? In hindsight, both were painful. Both had an impact on me and both were incredible learning experiences. No, this is not to say that I would wish this kind of relationship on anyone. I am able to now sit in gratitude because I've aligned these smaller arcs with my bigger arc.
Yeah. So you're putting them in perspective and seeing the growth in them, but that's not necessarily the way you'd want to grow if you were given the choice.
Absolutely not. It's like working at a company that exploits or values you, overworks or underpays you, and you keep saying yes. Instead, we can look at finding another company. No, another company that's just like that. No, of course we would. Like, I wouldn't be in a toxic relationship and say, okay, let me go to another one just like that. Instead, I took what I learned and powerfully created a new personal internal commitment to be in a healthy relationship. And then I created insight from healthy relationship containers. And you can start right now thinking about what you want and what you don't want and making a list of these things. That could be either be in business or that could be in personal relationships.
Yeah, so it's so important to write down what you want. Because we tend to get more in life of whatever we are focusing on, what we're thinking of. So it's that ego to tricky little trick to keep us focused on fear and threat rather than love and trust. So how did you consciously uncouple, Darla?
This is a great question. You know, I uncoupled with integrity. With trust in myself as my own source of security, as my own source of love, and as my own source of myself. To be more clear and more specific, number one, I decided and I committed. Number two, I created a support system. And number three, I did the work on myself. And I did it often, and I'm still doing the work.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. Yeah. So people often ask, you know, in that sort of passive way, you're really delineating a very active questioning and taking responsibility for what's happening to you. But people often maybe feel more passive, you know, why is this happening to me? And I guess that's where the learning is. Can you say a bit about that?
Yeah, this why does this keep happening to me? There's a little bit of a victim. There's a little bit of a judge there. And what I really want to say is that, you know, great, hear that voice, honor that voice. And really, this isn't about you being bad or you being wrong or your judge telling you that you've messed something up. It's quite the opposite. What's happening is that as you evolve, you're noticing what isn't good for you. A toxic relationship is an opportunity to wake up to yourself and to your needs at a deeper level, an opportunity to learn what you most need to do and who you most want to be and what you most need to let go of that disturbs your well-being and your flow. I was personally able to realize my true work in the world through these relationships. And when I created insight and aligned to my bigger arc, my commitment to what is the work I'm here to do in the world snapped into place. And that underpins everything. Who am I and what is my work to do here in the world? That's it. And relationships and even toxic relationships can be signposts to point us to that place. They can be gifts when we allow them to.
Yeah, I totally get that. And that is a beautiful angle and very empowered place to be living from and living into something even better and richer. So how can people get in touch with you, Darla, if they want to work with you?
And what I want to say to bring that and connect that to what we were just talking about is that we're finishing up a 52-week awakening journey. And it's what it's really about is to get present to where am I at in the small arc of my life and how do I align that to my bigger arc, the biggest arc, the arc of the universe. Right. And so you can connect with that journey and expand your own journey through this work. It's on my website or Instagram. DarlaBeam.com is my website. And Instagram is also Darla Beam, Darla Beam Coaching. So I really want to say that, Heather, I'm so glad to be here with you. And this work is happening. It's unfolding, whether we want it to or not, whether we're aware of it or not. So I just want to have an invitation. I want to extend an invitation to, you know, be in the play of life here and jump on the fun wagon and enjoy this journey through the arc of our lives. Our life here.
What a beautiful invitation. Thank you so much, Darla. This has been a wonderful experience for me talking to you in our 3 podcasts. And maybe we'll make some more. You never know. This is lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm honored and grateful.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.